From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Obama went to the battleground state of Ohio today, pitching his proposed nearly $450 billion economic stimulus package. Bill Cohen of Ohio Public Radio reports.
The president promised thousands of jobs, some from school and bridge construction, others from money for schools and cities to rehire laid-off workers.
Pass this jobs bill and there will be funding to save the jobs of up to 14,000. Ohio teachers and cops and firefighters.
Republicans called it more failed big government spending and taxes. GOP leaders also labeled the trip political because Ohio is such a key state in next year's election. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.
It's the second day of work for the so-called Congressional Supercommittee, tasked with cutting at least $1.2 trillion from the deficit. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, today they got a stark reminder of the difficult task ahead.
Supercommittee members from both sides of the aisle said they thought the committee should aim larger than the $1.2 trillion minimum goal. They heard from Doug Elmendorf, the head of the Congressional Budget Office, who laid out the sources of the deficits, but said it was up to members to choose the solution.
Really, the fundamental question for you is not how we got here, but where you want the country to go. What role do you and your colleagues want the government to play in the economy and the society?
He said there are three large pieces of the pie: revenues, general government spending, and Social Security and health care programs such as Medicare. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Obama administration is sending two officials back to the Middle East in a last-ditch effort to revive Israeli-Palestinian peace talks before a showdown at the United Nations. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. is trying to prevent Palestinians from seeking U.N. recognition of a Palestinian state.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she's sending David Hale and Dennis Ross back to the region for a second time in as many weeks to try to revive Israeli-Palestinian peace talks.
The only way of getting a lasting solution is through direct negotiations between the parties, and the route to that lies in Jerusalem and Ramallah, not in New York.
Palestinians say the last time Ross and Hale came, they didn't offer any serious alternatives, so the Palestinians say they are determined to go to the UN to seek membership. If the U.S. follows through on its veto threat in the Security Council, they say, they will go to the General Assembly for a more symbolic vote to upgrade their status. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Modest gains on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 44 points, closing at 11,105. The Nasdaq gained 37 points to end the day at 2532. S&P 500 was up 10 points, ending the day at 11,072. Oil prices higher today, ending the day at $90.21 a barrel in New York. This is NPR. The number of people living in poverty in the U.S. has grown to nearly one in six Americans. That is, prolonged recession pain leaves millions of people struggling and out of work. And the number without health insurance has grown to nearly 50 million, and that's the most in over two decades. Those numbers from the Census Bureau also showing the overall poverty rate has climbed to 15.1%. That's up from 14.3% last year. The head of the French market regulating agency today called French banks solid as he tried to reassure world markets. Eleanor Beardsley in Paris reports French bank shares have been under attack and have fallen sharply this week.
As concerns about a Greek default grow, so do worries over French banks holding a large portion of Greek debt.
Banques françaises qui sont donc dans le collimateur des investisseurs.
Jean-Pierre Jouyet, head of the French securities agency, tried to reassure the markets this morning on the radio. Jouyet said French banks were solid enough to deal with a Greek default and that no one should worry about their loans or deposits. But yesterday, French bank Société Générale sought to calm investor fears by releasing figures detailing its Greek debt exposure and announcing it planned to sell assets to raise some money. Today, bank BNP Paribas denied reports that it couldn't get short-term dollar loans because of its overexposure to Greek debt. French officials have denounced rumors and speculators who they say are stoking fears. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
In the first quarter, airlines collected slightly more in baggage fees. That is, the number of travelers increased. The country's biggest airlines reported baggage fees of about $783 million from January to April, and that's up 2% from a year ago period. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.